right at this point in time, we're looking for probably between 80 and 100 additional workers to what we've got at the moment. Part of that is preparing for the changeover. What I mean by that is we've had, you know, a group of people on their working holiday visas who have been here for almost 3 months. So they're eligible for their second year extensions. So as that comes closer, they start to leave. So we need to replace those people as well.
Labour hire contractor Scott Cameron is on the lookout for workers. He says currently there isn't a concern about there not being enough pickers to complete the citrus harvest, but there are starting to be issues around getting days off.
We've still got plenty of people in the area working. The opportunity to have a day off per week is starting to reduce because we still have a fair workload to get through. As far as still achieving the harvest, we've still got enough labour in order to do that. However, we really do need a few more people just so that we don't reach that burnout phase, or if we get a peak where we just need to pick more fruit, we need to be able to adjust with that. What we're finding right at the moment is that attracting people up to this area or this region is a little bit more difficult than what it's been perhaps 3 or 4 years ago. We did struggle a little bit last year as well, but this year seems to be a little bit harder again.
You're dealing quite frequently with these backpackers and these seasonal workers. Do they ever give you any reason why there's less of them coming through, or do they ever make any comments about the negative things perhaps that other people have said to them about doing this kind of work?
Probably one of the things that we're finding more than ever is that we're getting more Europeans travelling through Australia than anyone from some of the Asian countries at the moment. The conditions up in this region, due to weather and so on, make it difficult to work more than 6 hours a day during the fruit picking. So the ability to earn good money is limited, especially from the beginning, because it takes, you know, a couple of weeks or even a month before they become efficient enough that they can make good wages. Unfortunately, people will tend to run out of money and then have to come to a regional area to find work. Problem with that is that they don't have enough money to survive while they're working through that transition of becoming efficient with their income. There's other parts of Australia which are warmer. They've got opportunities to work longer hours, and you know, they're starting to choose those regions over us, is what we think.
Tourism Research Australia has released figures reporting South Australia has experienced a 10% drop in backpacker visitor numbers in 2014. The same report shows a 30% reduction in regional trip expenditure for the state. The state with the nearest reduction statistics was WA, who lost 18.1%. Adelaide hostel owner Dr. Trevor Anderson says he believes the problem is to do with the way the state is being marketed, and says he can't get answers from the South Australian Tourism Commission or the State Agriculture and Tourism Minister Leon Bignall.
It's pretty obvious that there's fewer backpackers around, and certainly my colleagues that have been in the industry for much longer than I have are making the same sort of comments.
There might be some people out there, though, who could argue that perhaps more backpackers are utilising services like Couchsurfer, or they may be staying in sharehouses, or they're buying, say, cheap vans and living in them. Would you say that that's a possibility, that that could be contributing to the number of people staying in hostels?
Well, certainly there's an issue around sharehouses and people using Airbnb, but that's always happened really on an informal sense. The statistics that have been gathered by the federal government or independent agencies are telling us that there's fewer backpackers around.
With the people you're seeing coming to your hostels, have you found that less of them are inquiring about agriculture work, or less of them are implying that they will be going out into a regional area to do ag work after they leave the city?
No, a big motivation for many backpackers coming to Australia is that they can extend their visas for an extra year. And they need to do the regional work in order to do that. And we're getting inquiries from people, the people that are coming through are still consistently asking about where they can go to work, how they can get a job.
What about in turn people contacting you asking for, I guess, the opportunity to put up ads advertising positions like fruit picking jobs, or people who are seeking backpackers to come and work on their agricultural properties?
Yeah, well, that happens all the time. We sort of act as a bit of a de facto employment agency, and there's always people asking for potential employees, and at the moment we're struggling to fill them. I mean, there was one request came in for 100 backpackers to pick oranges in Renmark. It came in about a week ago, and I mean, we literally had one person in the place that we could point to that. You know, previously, you would have thought that there'd be 10 or 15, but only having one means that at the other end, the people that need those oranges picked are going to struggle to find people to work as well.
What action have you taken? Have you been in touch with any ministers or with Tourism South Australia to raise this issue to prominence?
I've written to Minister Bignell and copied it to as many people as I can think of, including the CEO of SATC, and I'm assured that they're analysing the data but devising a strategy, but I haven't had a formal response. When you get data that says that everybody else is going fine and South Australia is suffering a significant decline as it is, then you have to ask what South Australia is doing differently